I wonder if I could ask you to read a psalm. Psalm number 84. Psalm number 84. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts! My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth, for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. I'm going to alter the text a little here. Even so have I found thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them who, passing through the valley of Baca, make it a well. The rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength. Every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob, Selah. Behold, O God, our shield. Look upon the face of thine anointed. For a day in thy courts is better than a thousand. I had rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than to dwell in the tents of wickedness. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. May the Lord bless his word.
Amen.
This psalm, I believe, was produced by a pilgrim. We don't know his name. And we are glad we don't know his name, because it gives to us the view of a pilgrim as he looks at the house of God. How richly we have all been blessed tonight. We have been taken around the house, and we have looked inside the house, and we've stood beside the altars, and we have felt God was using his servant not only to educate us, but I believe to draw out our affection for our Lord Jesus. The psalm I have read to you is the psalm of a man, a pilgrim, and he's writing about his visit to the house of the Lord. Now I wonder if you had to write tonight and you were asked to put down in cold print a visit to the house of the Lord. I wonder how many verses it would have. I wonder how many themes you would strike. It's a very salutary lesson. When you get home at night from your assembly meeting, to sit down and just think. Think about the meeting itself. Think about the presence of God that you felt. Think about the contributions that were helpful to develop within you Christian character. I feel tonight we have visited the very house of God. Here we have in this psalm a pilgrim's view. He seems to be walking to the house. He's going through a valley. And then he gets another view of the house. It would seem as he's going through the valley, he doesn't say very much about the house. Maybe he's lost sight of it. Oh, you say that's true to life. And I love this psalm because it reveals me and what's in me. And I can see as I walk through these verses just a little picture of my own experience. The challenge that's in the psalm, of course, must not be neglected. What we discover in the opening verse of the psalm is the pilgrim saying, "How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts." As you know, my Christian life began in the little mining village of Anbank, not too many miles away from here. We had a dear sister in that meeting. Three members of the family are with us tonight. She was deaf. She never heard anything. And we had, as best we could, when we got home, to tell her what was being said. And you know what she said one time? What an impression it made on me as a teenager. She said, "When I waken on a Tuesday morning, there's a feeling of exultation and joy." And I said, "Why?" "Ministry meeting night." "And on Thursday, again I have that feeling." And I didn't need to ask why. It was prayer meeting night. What does the assembly mean to you? What does it really mean to me? That dear sister sat and never heard anything, but was in the presence of God, and her soul was rejoicing to be in the midst of the Lord's people. That made a lasting impression on me in my youth. It gave me an insight into what it means to love and to see how amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. Oh, you say, "But you don't know the assembly that I'm associated with." We have a lot of long pauses in our prayer meeting. And sometimes we don't get very good ministry at our ministry meeting. My beloved, it may be one of the causes of the long pauses or of the drab ministry meeting lies in your own heart. And it may be that the love that you once had for the tabernacles of the Lord has waned. Sometimes those pauses are golden. And sometimes the ministry is rich. But maybe we've lost the love that we once had. Or to be able to say with this pilgrim, I love the tabernacles. They are amiable. Mm-hmm. How amiable mm-hmm. are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. We discover, of course, when you look at this title that he uses in the psalm, he's thinking about one of the fighting titles of the Lord. And he's thinking how the Lord, as a general, is over all the hosts. Our dear brother was referring to these pictures that are on the wall, and they're very explicit and very helpful. Maybe we could do with a little more detail on the far away one. And you say, why? Well, from my point of view here, I can't see the order of the tribes round the enclosure. I can't see the tents that are there. And if you, as a pilgrim, and you were coming and just looking over the verge of a hill and seeing the nation of Israel in tabernacle days, the first thing that would strike you would be the order of the hosts. And you would find that there would be three tribes away up yonder in the west side, and there would be three tribes on the east side, and three on the south, and three on the north. And you say, those tents are all in order. And what else would you notice? I suppose the women folks, they are quicker at picking up the detail, and they would be able to say, tell you one thing about them. They're all, the doors are all facing the one way. They're all facing to the center. Now, isn't that remarkable? They're all looking at God's tabernacle. They're facing it, so that at night when they shut their flat door of their tent, the last view they would have would be of the tabernacle. And when they wakened in the morning, the first thing that would strike them, that would fill their mind, would be the tabernacle. They just looked out on it. My beloved, the assembly is a tabernacle. You think about it at night. You have a duty to pray. You have a duty to pray for your own assembly. You think about it in the morning. Last thing at night, first thing in the morning.